بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. In this particular session, we are going to focus on Qasida Burda, the chapter 2, and we have mentioned a little bit of it previously. In this particular chapter, as you've known, it is addressing the nafs. And Allama Busayri Rahimullah, he starts off this first stanza, فَإِنَّ أَمَّارَتِي بِالسُّوءِ مَتَّعَذَتْ مِنْ جَهْلِهَا بِنَذِيرِ الشَّيْبِ وَالْهَرَمِ. That surely my soul, which is laden with evil, did not heed the advice. The reason being, min jahliha, due to its ignorance, binadiri shaybi wal harami, though there was sincere old people who came and warned me. This nafs is just amaratum bisu. It's engaged, it's instructing constantly towards evil. So he admits this, yeah. So grey hair, binadir ishaybi, the warning by grey hair and old age. So he mentions the reason why he did not heed the advice of the elders. And this, you know, in the previous stanzas, where in the previous end of the previous chapter, إِنِّ اتَّهَمْتُ نَصِيحَ الشَّيْبِ فِي عَذَلِي, I regarded with suspicion the advice of the elders in reproaching me. وَالشَّيْبُ أَبْعَدُ فِي نُصْحٍ. And if you see, وَالشَّيْبُ أَبْعَدُ فِي نُصْحٍ عَنِ التُّهَمِ, whereas wisdom in the advice of the elders is above suspicion. Then he brings this and says, فَإِنَّ أَمَّارَتِي بِالسُّوءِ مَتَّعَذَتْ مِنْ جَهْلِهَا بِنَذِيرِ الشَّيْبِ وَالْهَرَمِ. My soul, which is laden with evil, did not heed the advice due to its ignorance. And though the warnings came through, grey hair, old age, all of this was settling, but still did not heed the advice. In this particular stanza, what we want to mention to you here is the different stages of the nafs. But before we get to that, if you see this word, ammarah, ammarah, so it does come in the Quran Sharif, and later we'll be discussing it when we speak about the different types of the nafs. Inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu, and that is in Surah Yusuf, verse 53. So the nafs surely instructs to evil. And here you can see he's mentioning this, for inna ammarati bisu'i matta'adat. He's giving his, he's substantiating his reasoning for not taking heed, taking advice. And this here he says his nafs is just instructing towards evil and it's not taking heed due to its ignorance. Ammara, we have explained to you, it's constantly, it's for mubalagha. This is for to show that it is to show that emphasis as well as that extraordinary, it's not just an instruction, constantly instructing. If you see Amara, it is, it comes for this year, Amar, Amara Ya'muru Amran. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned to Sayyiduna Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, and this is what you call Nasiha. That I love and look at how Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had meticulously chosen these words. If you see in the narration of Bukhari Sharif, or in fact Muslim Sharif, Nabi Karim, and this narration, yes, it comes in Muslim Sharif. So Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu mentions, he's the narrator of the hadith, and he says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم narrates Abu Dharr, and Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu is speaking, telling us what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned to him. Ya Abu Dharr, inni araka da'ifa. O Abu Dharr, I see you as weak. What makes this beautiful is Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu is mentioning to the Ummah that see, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered me weak. From this you can take a lesson and see that sometimes people tell us something which is a truth. It is a truthful matter. But because it's going to tarnish our reputation, or it is going to make us look weak or something of that sort, so we don't mention it to others. So a particular senior advised me, and he told me this here. Now I feel shy to tell you because it's going to hurt or stain my reputation to say that it's always going to sort of make me look weaker, or I'm not going to look great in the eyes of people. But that shouldn't be the case. See, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu is telling us what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told him, and he's not shy for this. And why should you be shy? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in the Quran Sharif. Verse 28, Surah An-Nisa. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Insan was created weak. So, Zat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu is telling us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him, Ya Abu Dharr, inni araka da'ifa. Surely I see you as a weak person. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising, this is what you call nasiha. Wa inni ahabbu laka ma uhibbu li nafsi. And I instruct you, I love for you what I love for myself. Inni uhibbu laka ma uhibbu li nafsi. I love for you what I love for myself. And this is now the crux. But see the whole thing. Also consolation, also keeping in mind the temperament, everything in order. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam builds up Sayyiduna Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu's mind. And of course his mind was built up because he's a Sahabi radiallahu anhum. لا تأمرن على اثنين ولا تولين مال يتيم. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not rule over two people. Do not rule over two, meaning even if it's two people, do not rule over them. And do not take charge, or do not manage the wealth of orphans. Do not take responsibility of the wealth of orphans. So in this aspect, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, stay away from this. I instruct you, I tell you that I love, and this teaches us what a beautiful lesson. And this is what we've been saying previously as well. When you're advising someone, nasiha, you have to think yourself is lower than that person that you are giving nasiha towards. And see here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us this here. I love for this person what I love for myself. So I will tell him, and this is how nasiha works. Inni uhibbu laka ma uhibbu linafsi. See, that's how nasiha works. I love for you what I love for myself. Today, with this corrupt intentions, ulterior motives, has driven us to this point that this person is sincerely seeking some advice, but intentionally, I'm going to stop him from doing the right thing because it's going to serve as a threat to my effort. So let's nip it in the can, let's stop him there so he can't continue. And since he can't continue, my benefit is there. But that's not nasiha then. That is not nasiha then, because I don't love for that person what I love for myself. Now moving on. So this year we're speaking about Ammara. Ammara. So this means to instruct. Amara ya'muru comes from, for those who love Arabic, those who know Arabic, Nasara yansuru. Anyway, moving on, we see the next word which we find, and it is mentioned in the Quran Sharif as well, is, so let's take it, فَإِنَّ أَمَّارَتِي بِالسُّوء. السُّوء. This word comes in the Quran Sharif. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions it, that different places you will find that إِنَّهُمْ سَاءَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. So this word means evil. It instructs, the nafs instructs towards evil. There's a particular dua which we can learn, and this is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. A beautiful dua. You're going on a journey. Look at this, where you can learn different beautiful duas. From the Quran Sharif, you know the dua which you normally recite to you, and this all is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Our focus is on the word su. But due to this word su, we can also learn a dua where this word su comes in. It's a bit of a lengthy dua, but I'm going to give you the reference as well so that you can find it easily. This dua is mentioned in Sahih Muslim and Hadith 1342. Hadith 1342. It mentions Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu taught them أن ابن عمر علمهم, had taught them, had made them aware of this year, of this. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا استوى على بعيره خارجا إلى سفر. When Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم would embark on a journey, he would mount his camel, and he is kharijan ila safarin, and he is going to embark on a journey. What was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Tomorrow, whenever you're going on a journey, what must be your practice? Kabbara thalathan. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would say Allahu Akbar three times. So I'm going on a journey, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, three times, right? Then we know this dua, and this dua is mentioned in the Quran Sharif as well. Where is this dua mentioned? If you turn to chapter 43, Surah Az-Zukhruf, and if you turn to verse number 14, inshallah, this dua, you will find it there. So I'm giving you the reference for this dua as well. Verse number 14, 13 and 14, here is where you're going to find this dua. If you want the entire, you're turning to Muslim Sharif, Sahih Muslim, Hadith 1342. But this portion of this dua, which we know, it's mentioned in the Quran Sharif, Surah Az-Zukhruf, and verse number 13 and 14. What is the dua? سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. So this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite as well. We said to you Surah Az-Zukhruf, that is Surah 43, chapter 43, turn to verse 13 and 14. So let's just put everything so it becomes solid. I'm going on a journey. Three times I said Allahu Akbar. Then after that, I'm going to recite this dua. Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wama kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. What's the meaning of this dua? Subhanalladhi, pure is the one who has subjugated this for us, and we were not able to have control over it. So once you mount on your BMW, Toyota, Mercedes, Benz, whichever car, you make this dua, whichever animal as well, because perhaps we have to go look towards that. They're looking at electric cars and they say it's fuel efficient, fuel effective. Economy-wise, you don't need spark plugs and all of that also. It works with a battery solely, and it is more expensive because they have to cover up costs and whatever it is. And they are trying now to see how they can bring this package suitable for each and every person. Because it is a challenge to pay so much. But in the long run, then you'll also have to see wear and tear. So for a similar car, which is petrol, you're going to pay cheaper. But because it's battery, they will make it that it's much more expensive, and maybe perhaps because there's much more work that is done on it so that this car can function without fuel. Cost effective fuel wise, but it's a lump sum you have to put down initially. So whichever car, but if you look at the animal, a cow, camel, yes, the feed, house, a horse, the feed for it, that is, you need money for that too. So somewhere you're always going to get caught. But nonetheless, whichever conveyance you're going to mount. And today, what don't they do for the horses? Shampoo the hair and whatnot. So, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. So this last portion, wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun, and of course, towards our sustainer, we have to return. So there, you're putting everything into perspective. Generally, what is done is a beautiful practice. One person in the car has a turn. Perhaps it's the leader of the car, the father or the mother, and they will recite the dua and everyone recites with. That is how we're going to teach our children. Sometimes give the children also a chance. Let them recite the dua and you then recite after them. So you give them the opportunity. These are ways. You're going on a journey. So that's another way you are interacting with your children. You are making it fruitful for them. And you're just embarking. So even if you're going from a short distance, teach them this du'as. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha, wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin, wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. Then Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make this du'a. Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi safarina, اللهم إنا نسألك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى اللهم إنا نسألك أو الله we ask you, we plead, we beg you في سفرنا هذا in this journey of ours, this we ask for goodness, goodness, البر, goodness, والتقوى, piety, وَمِنَ الْعَمَلِ مَا تَرْضَى, and from the actions to do that which pleases you, and from action, from the action which pleases you, وَمِنَ الْعَمَلِ تَرْضَى. So this dua, Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi safarina hadha al-birra wa-taqwa وَمِنَ الْعَمَلِ مَا تَرْضَى. I gave you reference, so don't become fearful that this is so many du'as now. You can always learn portions of it. That's one way of learning. Learn a portion of it. Okay, so today, for the next few weeks, I learn this portion. Next, I'm going to learn more. So you add, you build it up. So, Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi safarina hadha al-birra wa taqwa wa min al-amali ma tardha. Now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asks further, Allahumma hawwin alayna safarana hadha watwi'anna bu'dahu. O Allah, make this journey of ours easy for us. Make this journey of ours easy for us. Watwi'anna bu'dahu. Make this journey of ours easy for us and make the distance short for us. Watwi'anna bu'da. That's the meaning of that. Watwi'anna bu'da. Make the journey short for us. Carry on. Allahumma anta sahibu fi safar. O Allah, you are our companion on this journey. On the journey. Wal khalifata. And you are. Wal khalifatu fil ahli. And you are the guardian for the family. You are the guardian of the family. Allahumma أنت الصاحب في السفر. Oh Allah, you are the companion on this journey, والخليفة في الأهل, and the guardian for the family. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من وعثاء السفر وكآب. So اللهم إني أعوذ بك من وعثاء السفر. Carrying on. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the hardship of travel. وَعْثَى السَّفَرِ, that is, the hardship of travel. وَكَآبَةِ الْمَنْظَرِ, وَكَآبَةِ الْمَنْظَرِ, what's the meaning of this? And ugly scenes, ugly scenes. I seek refuge with you, Ya Allah, from the hardship of journey, and وَكَآبَةِ الْمَنْظَرِ, and ugly scenes. وَسُوءِ الْمُنْقَلَبِ, وَسُوءِ الْمُنْقَلَبِ فِي الْمَالِ وَالْأَهْلِ. Here's the word su we are speaking about. Remember we said to you, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. So here's وَسُوءِ الْمُنْقَلَبِ فِي الْمَالِ وَالْأَهْلِ. And I seek refuge with you, Ya Allah, from an evil return to our property and family. I seek protection from you, Ya Allah, from an evil return to our property and family. So this year, look, everything covered. This is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You are worried. Generally, you're leaving. Sometimes you're leaving your family behind. Sometimes you are leaving your wealth behind. And you are concerned. Now, how many of us are really concerned where we will take and seek refuge in that which Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sought refuge as well. This is meaning a mercy to the entire universe. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Sent as a mercy to the entire universe. What can we say about mercy if you're not practicing upon this lifestyle which is going to just cause mercy to descend upon us? So, this last portion, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من وعثاء السفر. Oh Allah, we seek refuge with you from a hard, difficult journey. وكآبة المنظر, evil or ugly scenes. وسوء المنقلب في المال والأهل, and an evil return to our property and family. So that's going. Part of this narration, وَإِذَا رَجَعَ, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would return, قَالَهُنَّ وَزَادَ فِيهِنْ, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mention, he would return, he would say these words and add to them as well, آئِبُونَ تَائِبُونَ عَابِدُونَ لِرَبِّنَا حَامِدُونَ. Return journey. As you return, آئِبُونَ تَائِبُونَ عَابِدُونَ لِرَبِّنَا حَامِدُونَ. How beautiful. We are those who return, those who repent, those who worship, and who praise our sustainer. Going, you've got the dua, a reference I'll share it with you again. Hadith 1342 of Sahih Muslim, you'll find it there. This entire dua is there. To go and to come, what to recite. You want the dua, send us a message, 084-786-3132. Let's move on. As we said to you, this is, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ مَتَّعَذَتْ. It didn't take heed. مَتَّعَذَتْ, this is advice. If you see in the hadith it comes, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned to us that one brother was giving advice to another. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's give you the background behind it. Marra, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, marra ala rajulim min al ansar, he passed by a man from the ansar. Wa huwa ya'idhu akhahu fil haya, and he was advising his brother with regards to shyness, modesty. He was telling him, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. Sometimes we do this. We tell someone, don't have too much modesty. Don't be shy. Stop being shy. You're not going to go far in life if you're going to be shy. This is what they force upon us. We must be vocal. But if everyone is going to be extroverts, then who's going to be introverts? So we need the balance. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said and warned, دَعْهُ فَإِنَّ الْحَيَاءَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. Leave him. Haya is part of iman. دَعْهُ فَإِنَّ الْحَيَاءَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. So this word, يَعِذُ, we're focusing. مَتَّعَذَتْ. It comes from there for those who know Arabic. مَتَّعَذَتْ. It didn't take heed. Moving forward, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared this nasiha with us. And once you don't have iman, or you don't have haya, which is a branch of iman, then fasna'ma, do as you please. Do as you please. Narration of Bukhari Sharif. Why didn't this nafs, فَإِنَّ أَمَّارَتِ بِالسُّوءِ مَتَّعَذَتْ. The nafs instructs constantly towards evil. It didn't take heed, min jahliha, due to its ignorance. بِنَذِيرِ الشَّيْبِ. If you see nadir, it comes, you read Surah Al-Mulk every day, and verse 26, إِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. I'm only but a warner. I'm only a warner, a clear-cut warner. Nadir, warner. So, you know, Surah Al-Mulk, if you just go to verse 17 also, فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرٌ. So nadir, the warning, it comes. So binadir is shaybi, a shayb, you know, manshaba shaybatan fil islami kanat lahu nuran yawm al-qiyamah. A person who grows old, who grows grey in Islam, for him it will be a nur on the day of qiyamah. Narration of Tirmidhi. Upon occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was there. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum had mentioned, you know, people come, they say, hey, you're getting so old, you become grey, this, that. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had mentioned this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, narration of Tirmidhi. Qala Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, ya Rasulullah, qad shibta. Oh, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, you've become... So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is saying, ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah, qad shibta, you've become grey. Qal, shayyabatni hudun wal waqi'ah wal mursalatu wa amma yatasa'alun wa idha shamsu kuwirat. Narration of Tirmidhi. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, you become grey. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I've gone grey from Surah Hud. From Surah Hud, Suratul Waqi'ah, Suratul Mursalat. عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ and إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. These surahs have made me grey. What's making us grey? Well, tall buildings, maintenance of all that we're purchasing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying these surahs, that concern, immense concern, this is what has made me grey. So grey, من شاب شيبة في الإسلام كان له نور يوم القيامة. All those who are grey, memorize this hadith of Tirmidhi. Whoever goes grey in Islam, for him it will be a nur on the day of Qiyamah. And we've mentioned, spoken about all of this at previous junctures. Meaning the previous chapter, the last tensa, we spoke about old age and all of this. If you want the podcast, you can just go on the website. And inshallah, you'll get all these podcasts. Just type in Qasida Burda and podcasts, you'll find it there. Come to this last word here. We're learning all du'as here. Haram. So, inna, if we see, what was the beginning of it? فَإِنَّ أَمَّارَةِ بِالسُّوءِ مَتَّعَذَتْ مِنْ جَهْلِهَا بِنَذِيرِ الشَّيْبِ وَالْحَرَمِ. The nafs, it's instructing to evil, and it's not taking heed due to its ignorance. And even though grey hair came as warning signs, as well as old age. All of this is there. The warners were there. Gray hair, old age, all of this came as warning signs, but it didn't take heed. Well, haram. What is haram? Well, harami, this means old age. Shaib, we said, is gray hair. Haram, old age. Now, let's look at a dua which we can learn as well now. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge with Allah from many things. And this is one of them as well. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal harami. Minal harami. I've just cut it short because there's so many du'as, one may get confused. So you just say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal harami. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal wa'udhu bika minal harami. Narration of Bukhari Sharif. So just learn, a'udhu bika minal harami. So we don't get you too overwhelmed by all the du'as. And a'udhu bika minal harami. Narration of Bukhari Sharif. We seek protection, refuge with you. You know the old people, what they say. Oh Allah, don't make me muhtaj. Old age, because then you have to become dependent on others. In old age, I'm going to become dependent on others, and it's difficult for them to ask. We in our youth, we should see how much don't we ask people, do this for me, do this for me. Dependent, we've become so dependent that when we are alone, we feel scared. No. Seek refuge with Allah. A'udhu bika minal harami. Old age. So he says, the advice of elders, what caused me not to take their advice? It is gray hair, old age. It generally tells us the end of one's life. Yet his deceiving ego did not heed its warning. So we'll stop here, inshallah. Next two stanzas, the teaser is forthcoming attractions. وَلَا أَعَدْتُ مِنَ الْفِعْلِ الْجَمِيلِ قِرَاءً ضَيْفٍ أَلَمَّ بِرَأْسِ غَيْرَ مُحْتَشَمِ. And I have not prepared of good deeds a feast. ضَيْفٍ أَلَمَّ بِرَأْسِ غَيْرَ مُحْتَشَمِ. For guest that is lodged on my head, nor did I honor him. We will stop here, inshallah. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq, hidayat, ability to practice and learn these beautiful du'as. When we get old, then now, incapacitated, laziness, all of this has settled, but we haven't sought refuge the way Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. So who's at a loss? So all we're saying is, put something in place in such a manner that we can achieve those goals. Because ultimately, you are going to be eternally in a particular place. If you passed away with Iman but sins on your plate, Allah forgive us, you will have to go for the cleansing period in Jahannam. Allah protect us and give us the ability, straight direct flight into Jannah. So then Jannah will be your abode eternally, forever, perpetually. But we don't want to reach there and say, but nobody came and warned us. Nobody came and told us. See the gray hair, all that old age is settling upon us. And that is what Allama Busairi Rahimullah wants to teach us, O Ummah. That you've got it, perhaps you're in that situation, or you're reaching that situation, or you're still young. But let's see how that moat, that death can be in such a manner, it's going to be with La ilaha illallah. It's never too late. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Whatever you can do, however you can manage, start remembering Allah, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. You can't stand, sit. These are for the old sick, old people who can't stand, not for you youth, who play sick because due to your laziness. So sit and remember Allah. Lay down and remember. We speak about salah and not salah in any time, any juncture, any moment. All these du'as we are learning. Why? So we can remember Allah. We can remember Allah. And to put less trust in ourselves and full trust in Allah. So, I just share with you, my heart is saying share this du'a as well. I know it's too much. But you can always access the podcast and move with it. This is the benefit of it, technology in this sense. So you can get the reference. It's Bukhari Sharif, Hadith 6369. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazani wal-ajzi wal-kasli wal-jubni wal-bukhli wa dala'i d-dayn wa ghalabati r-rijal. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والجبن والبخل وضلع الدين وغلبة الرجال. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from worry and grief, from incapacity and laziness, from cowardice and miserliness, as well as from being heavily in debt and from being overpowered by other men. We're all suffering from some category. So let's see how we can recite this dua. Before I leave you, I want to just explain to you the different forms of nafs, the types of nafs. We know, and we've been discussing, Inna nafsa la'ammaratum bisu. That is Surah Yusuf, verse 53, the words of Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam. A major prophet, imagine, and he is saying that all prophets, they are free from sin. They are ma'soom, protected. Inna nafsa, very surely the nafs, it is constantly instructing towards evil. So this is that wild nafs. The wild nafs. It just, it, this is the nafs which is wild. Carnal desires it follows. Then let's move to the next type. Lawama. No, Lawama is a better nafs. It's now on that, in that phase of taming one's nafs down. It's in that phase. The taming phase. So here it is mentioned, Surah Al-Qiyamah, verse number 2. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. Allah takes an oath on that nafs, the self-reproaching nafs. I did this. Why did I do it, man? This is bad. Why did I engage in that? Imagine my gaze went on that female who's someone's daughter, who's someone's wife, who's someone's mother, and I looked with such passion. Knock your nafs. Give your nafs a knock and say to it, why did I do this? This is nafsul lawwama. This is a better nafs because it's in that taming phase and it's now weaning itself off from sin. Allah takes an oath on something. Why? To honor something. So the oath being taken on this nafsul lawwama is to honor that nafs who constantly warns itself. And this also fits the hadith, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsa. An intelligent person is one who checks his nafs. He puts his nafs, he's constantly thriving to put his nafs under control. Then you go to the next nafs, mutma'inna. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, Suratul Fajr, verse number 27. And here you go and you ask Allah Azza wa Jal for this nafs which is mutma'inna. Allahumma inni as'aluka nafsan bika mutma'innatan, mutma'inna. Allahumma inni as'aluka nafsan bika mutma'inna. تؤمن بلقائك وترضى بقضائك وتقنع بعطائك. Allah Azza wa Jal says, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, rather, is teaching us this dua so we can get closer to Allah. And you're asking for this nafs which is mutma'in, which is totally at ease, at peace with Allah. this nafs we need to work towards. Nafs, if you see the trilateral root, 298 times it comes in the Quran Sharif. In the noun, it comes 295 times. Noon, fa, seen. So, that is the amount of times. The next form of nafs is that tulhamul khair. It now gives you that self inner whisper to do good. Hey, do this, yeah. Go, yeah, go, do this, yes. Give charity, yeah. Do. That now is also, this is now the fourth stage, better nafs. Radiya. Radiya, every condition, good, bad, ugly, there's no, it's just ugly meaning. Your nafs doesn't like it. Your nafs is in that situation. But no, this nafs knows this is not an ugly situation. This is an opportunity to get closer to Allah. Adverse conditions, but opportunity to get close to Allah. Radiya. Mardiya. Allah is happy with this person. This is, Allah is happy with this nafs. That is why, radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. This is radiya mardiya. That is where we should be aiming for. And number 7, this level of nafs is kamila. Hazrat Mufti Ridaul Haq Sahib Damat Barakatuh mentions, إِذَا صَارَتِ الْعِبَادَةُ عَادَةً لَهَا. When the nafs reaches this point, ibadah becomes ada. Ibadah becomes adatan. It becomes just a habit. It's not no more challenging. My 5 daily salah, my nafs is just going towards it. People are pulling me to evil, my nafs is going towards salah. It's become a habit. If I don't, hey, there's something wrong. I need to fix my schedule. I need to. So, but you don't even need. That's lawama. It's instructing towards. This year, it's just heading towards the masjid. It's just heading towards the masjid of the home for the female folk. You have that place where you're engaged with Allah. Then you look at the narration of Nasai, Sunan Nasai. جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salah has become the coolness of my eyes. So it's just beautiful. That is the nafs that we should focus on. If you see Mullah Ali Qari rahimullah, he's mentioned, Al-akhsaru ay yuqal. In short, in summary, you say, Al-amaratu hiyal asiya. Amara is, it is disobedience. The wild nafs we said. Wal-mutma'innatu hiyal muti'a. And that nafs which is pleased, this is an obedient nafs. وَاللَّوَّامَةُ هِيَ الْمُقْتَصِدَةُ الْمُخْتَلَةُ وَاللَّوَّامَةُ هِيَ الْمُقْتَصِدَةُ الْمُخْتَلِطَةُ. This nafs which is al-lawama, it's got mixed intentions. Sometimes it's that, sometimes it's that, sometimes by mistake, by error, it gets into evil. And then you are now reprimanding that nafs, the self-reproaching nafs, to come back on tack. So that's lawama. Mixed intentions, mixed maqasid. Allah give us the nafs, which is radiyatan mardiyya, and then reaching kamila. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.